Hey, thank you so much for that, Monica. And we seg our way into our first interview of the day. We've been doing it by phone lately just because of the pandemic here. So you probably haven't heard a lot of in-studio guests. So we've been working to bring our partners on to make sure they get their messaging across the airwaves of American Samoa via phone. And doing just that is somebody who is very special joining us on behalf of a strategic partnership at New West Healthcare. We want to welcome Amy Wildermuth. Morning, Amy. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Talofa. Did I say that right?
I think so. Yeah, you're good. So you are with the New West Healthcare. Those are the nurses that have recently been here, and you're bringing in a second wave of nurses to assist our first responders with the pandemic. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So where are you based out of?
Our company's headquarters is in Seattle, Washington. I am actually based out of Southern California, which is where I'm calling in to you today from.
I see. So you have had a wave of nurses that have already been dispatched here to the territory since this whole thing started?
Yes, that is correct. Our first wave arrived a few days ago, and on the docket is today another wave that will be coming aboard.
I see. And how many people will be arriving on this new flight?
There are, of the New West responders, there will be 14.
14, I see. And what do the New West nurses do while they're here on island?
You know, the responders that come on island are there to support the COVID-19 response and work alongside, you know, your hardworking staff at LBJ and ensure that the community has the support that it needs to weather, you know, the pandemic as it evolves.
I see. And you have played quite the role in the pandemic so far. I mean, you've been dealing, this is all kind of new to us. You know, we just got our first positive case a couple months ago. But meanwhile, I mean, it sounds like if you were in Seattle, that was, geez, I remember when there was that cruise ship that was right off the coast there.
Yeah.
So can you share with us about how New West has done the pandemic over the last couple years?
Yeah, absolutely. I will say that it's a really testament to and kudos to American Samoa for, you know, going this long without, you know, COVID, you know, dealing with it at all. But when patient zero was identified in the Life Care Center, Kirkland, Washington, that's right in the backyard of our headquarters, and they actually called us to get responders to the area before the CDC was able to intervene, and we ran alongside them. But that was, you know, patient zero. We've been with this in every epicenter since. We've facilitated making sure that responders were where they were needed most, when they were needed. So we've been with it really since day one. And I can tell you every situation and location has been different, but it's been, you know, just a ton of learning and refining to make sure that the responders get where they're needed, that they are the type of responders that are needed. And it's been a wild ride, I can tell you that.
I bet. I mean, I remember watching that on TV. We had seen the coronavirus, this was back in 2020, I think, like the early part of 2020. And you had seen what was happening in Wuhan. And then you saw it kind of make its way to Italy. And then it was literally on the shores there in that cruise ship. And then in that that elderly care facility. And so you were there with that. Was that pretty scary? I mean, you kind of, because you were watching on TV, but you were actually also there. I mean, it was knocking on your door, and it was just trying to find a way in there. What was that like?
Yeah, it was scary. It was, you know, it was surreal. I have to say, so I was very close with my grandmother, and she actually passed away unrelated, but a few weeks right before that identification. And I remember just kind of staring into my computer, right? Being like, what is going on in the world? And then, you know, just feeling like, you know, completely a little bit lost, right? And so I think that we just had to, I was so grateful we had leaders, and we still to this day have leaders inside my organization that were like, we rally together. This is exactly what we're here to do, is to support the country in this way. And they really, we all just banded together and did whatever it really took. At that time, it was intimidating, but you just had to put one foot in front of the other and just kind of take it as it came, right? And I think I definitely think we've come a long way, but I remember the early days of not understanding where or how or if containment would be possible at that time, and just kind of being like, wow, I wish I could call my grandma and she would tell me to just, well, get back to work. Don't worry about it. You know? So I just tried to use those talk tracks in my head. But I think it was overwhelming at first, but it actually was really ultimately strengthening and empowering, because I've been able to participate in a group that, you know, has been able to help a lot of people in ways that I never thought possible. And until you're put to that test, you really don't understand what you're capable of.
So this is Amy Wildermuth. She's talking with us on behalf of New West. These are the nurses that have been recently dispatched to the territory. Another wave is coming in today, and she's just sharing her experience with us that they were in Seattle, and that is really where this whole thing touched down in the first part of 2020, which is, you know, 2 years ago. But you've been dealing with it for a while. Now, did you ever get coronavirus when you were on the front lines there?
You know, I have not. I am vaccinated. I am boosted. But I have yet to get it. Everyone in my family has got it. My dad's a physician. He had it twice. And yeah, but I haven't yet. So we shall see. But we've had a lot of, you know, getting it today is different than it was 2.5 years ago, right? There's been a lot of science and a lot of development and lessons from that, so, but not for me yet.
What about the other nurses? Because when you're a nurse, you're like a firefighter. I mean, you are truly putting yourself in the harm's way of the harm that you're trying to help others away from. And it's like kind of like, I think of like going into the World Trade Center in 9/11, you know, those first responders who put themselves at risk. And before, like you said, back in 2020, we didn't have a vaccine. We didn't have all these boosters, right? And we didn't really know much about the therapeutics. I remember President Trump was like talking about some of the stuff that they're doing now, but you know, they were kind of laughing at him, and there just was a lot of unproven theories floating around there. So was that pretty anxiety inducing for your team whenever you're on the ground and you're like, geez, I'm treating this person and I don't know if I'm going to get it?
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, it's interesting you mentioned 9/11. I can tell you this bit that is true. When we were deploying to a health system in New York City, and I had gotten a hold of a nurse leader there, and we were coordinating the responders. She was 40 years in, was about to retire. And I asked her, you know, what is it like right now? And she was like, it's like 9/11, except it's in my hospital instead of on my street. Now, what are we going to do, right? And I'm so thankful to say that 2.5 years later, that is not what it was like. But at that time, it was, right? And I have, for me, you know, in the beginning response, everybody at my company rallied together to take calls. We had a COVID-19 hotline set up, and nurses were calling across the country. And I still, to this day, when I'm walking my dog or I'll sometimes think about those calls in the early days and how touched I am that so many people in the healthcare field care about our American community in the way they do, that they were willing and are willing. When our responders, you know, deploy, they leave their lives at home and within, you know, a very short window of time decide to enter into that an unknown, right? And it kind of, there's some bumps when you usually like first arrive and get the lay of the land, but these are people that deeply care about the communities they serve. And so You know, we also, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, made sure our responders knew about the mental health resources that we have available, right, within the company and through our benefits program, and ways in which that they could take care of themselves, and that we could support that, right? And yeah, I mean, it's so humbling to know how brave and courageous and willing these people are to be able to, you know, practice their expertise in a way that can really serve others.
And speaking of which, you're talking about serving others. How long will you be here in American Samoa assisting our first responders?
Yeah, we'll be assisting American Samoa. It's a dynamic situation, right? So we will work closely with LBJ to identify how long they require this COVID-19 support. That right now we have a tentative, usually it's a typical travel nurse assignment is about 13 weeks in length. And we usually lay that out as a framework. But we design these responses so that they are tailored to the needs of that hospital. And so LBJ's, they've been excellent collaborators right now. But they'll be there for a few months, and then we will see, and we'll begin, you know, we'll just continue to keep in touch with the leaders on the ground at the hospital to understand what they need.
Okay, so till further notice then, huh?
Sure. I think that's fair.
All right. Okay. Again, this is Amy Wildermuth. She's talking to us from Southern California today, ahead of the next wave of the nurses that are arriving today. And I want to thank you again for stepping up and helping our first responders and doing what you can to keep American Samoa safe from the coronavirus.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're so grateful for the generosity of your community, the hospital, the government, everybody, your first responders. You know, part of our goal is to integrate really seamlessly with your team. And that's been, you know, I couldn't be more impressed with American Samoa's just ability to kind of create a safe space for our responders to land and do their work.
Okay, great. And will you be doing any training for the other nurses that are here while you are here, for the ones that we have permanently, you know, like our local nurses?
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, oversee the day-to-day operations. I do know that these engagements, these deployments, are a learning experience both ways. I think that our nurse responders often learn quite a bit from the staff on site, and vice versa. So I can't speak to any formal training, but I do know that, the responders that have been identified went through our clinical review process. They're experienced at caregiving in these settings, and they're always willing to collaborate. So I'm sure if that is the intent or desire of LBJ Hospital, you know, that'll probably be an ongoing part of the process, but I can't speak to the formal training. I just know that we always learn something from the staff that we're supporting when we land.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you guys land today, Lord willing. And Amy, thank you again for talking with us here, and all that New West Healthcare has done for everybody that's been dealing with the pandemic, including us here in American Samoa. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. 93 KHJ, Samoan Sunrise. We'll continue after this.